the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. Hey, it's Roy Richardson, your friendly neighborhood tech troublemaker, and it's a brand new night. It's Tuesday, 02/22/2022. Isn't that kind of a trip? I like that little, it's the alliteration. It's just really cool. I think it's awesome. What do you guys think? So here it is. I moved some things around, so let's see what happens. You know, sometimes things go crazy. Tonight, I'm going to talk about how I go live. I'm going to talk about all the steps I go to through every episode where I go through and I say, hey, I'm going to do this, do that, and the other, and put all these things together, and let's see what happens, right? So, I'm going to go straight to the boards and show you. Here we go. I know, I'm having some little camera stuff going on there. It's tripping me out. We'll go to the boards. So, this is how I go live on YouTube. So, first of all, I plan. You know, I do keyword research on Google and YouTube. I use two apps called TubeBuddy and VidIQ. I'm trying to figure out which one of those I like better. I think to get the most out of VidIQ, you'd have to spend a lot of money, and I'm too small of a channel to try to do that. So that's not how I'm going to roll here, man. Not how I'm going to roll. So next up, we go to live streaming software. So if you're on a Mac, Ecamm is absolutely the best live streaming software there is for a Mac. I'm just going to flat out say it. This is not sponsored by them, but that is my favorite software. It's the bomb. It's the one you need to look at. I'm just telling you. Now, if you are a Windows user, then OBS would be something you want to try first. It's free. You can't beat the price on it. And then there's also, you know, platforms like StreamYard that work really well in a web browser if you want to do it that way. There's it's really cool to be able to not have to worry about software running. You just go to a web page and bam, there it is. You're live, and that's what you want. If you're a Windows user, you try OBS. If that doesn't fit your dreams, then you can go with Streamlabs or Melon. Melon recently had a good deal. That's really cool. And then also, but if you are a true Windows user and you want to spend a little money, vMix is probably the best live streaming software for Windows. Now, I do wish Ecamm worked on Windows, but then again, why would I wish Windows on anybody? I love people, and I wouldn't wish Windows on anybody. Windows is the other operating system people run, and Mac OS just runs. It's just awesome. So, overlays, lower thirds, what is that? So, the lower third is like that portion that shows up at the bottom and just kind of, you know, shows up at the bottom and says, here's your name, or here's your company, or here's your logo. Here, I'll show you this one here. I'm going to hit the play button. So, pretend it's the lower third on me showing up right there. There it is. Hey, right there. Yep. And I use Keynote to make some, or I might use Canva to make some. I do find that with Canva, you got to have the pro account in order to do transparent overlays. So, I have done some stuff when I was on the free version of Canva where I went out, I downloaded the Canva, and then I brought the picture into Preview on a Mac, and then I cropped out a section that I wanted to be able to have be transparent, and Preview would let me do it transparent. So, that's one way to do it. Come on, man. All right. And then, what about a camera? Well, I'm going to show you right now, that we can just go live with your iPhone or your Android phone. So here you go. Here, let's see what happens. Go live. All right, so here I am. I am live on my mobile device. Now, granted, I need to go turn the option off that hides all the stuff. So it's showing everything right now because I don't have it turned off where it hides all the stuff. But presets. Okay. Use. Yep. So. Going through now, trying to find it. I had it earlier. Where'd it go? Da, da, da. All right, wrong thing. So anyway, but the point being is, yes, you can use your phone as a camera. It plugs over a USB, and depending on your software, you can say, hey, use my phone as a camera. It works great. Why wouldn't you use it? It's free. It probably has, well, it's not free. You already own it. And it probably has the best camera you can get. You know, unless you want to spend money on a DSLR or a mirrorless camera. Those things cost money. So, going back to the boards. So, next up is, hey, you know, I want to be extra fancy. So, probably the cheapest way to do a good camera is, like a Canon M50 Mark II. You have to do the Mark II because the Mark II does clean HDMI out. If you just get the M50, it does not have the clean HDMI out. So, you got to be careful. And then you probably want to get a good lens. So if you like the bokeh effect, just go back to my scene showing me. So here, ta-da. So you see here, things behind me are kind of blurred, that bokeh effect. Well, that comes about from the lens that you have. So if what you want is the lens that does the bokeh effect behind you, then the 16 millimeter Sigma 1.4 f-stop lens is great. And you can find used Canons on eBay. I admit high demand, so a little pricier than it should be, but you know, $650, you could get one. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. Other options, the Sony's ZV-1, which has a built-in lens, is great for live streaming. And then another option is the Sony ZV-E10, which is really hard to find now, so much so that Sony says they're not making any right now because they're kind of chip shortages and that type of thing waiting. But yeah, the Sony ZV-E is amazing. But I need a mic. Well, no, you can just get a cheap lapel mic, runs you about $20. It's USB, plugs into your computer. That's a great way to start. It's right here when you pin it on, so it sounds good. Or you can do an Elgato Wave 3. Or, you know, I know I'll get in trouble for saying this, but the Blue Yeti, I think, is a good mic. I know I'm going to get in trouble for that. I keep saying it. People say, no, you're wrong. No, it is. It is a good mic. But I think I like the Wave 3 just a little bit better. And so it's a little more expensive, I know. But the Wave 3 is a really good mic for USB. And then you have the Shure MV7, which is a little bit more than that. And then if you want the granddaddy of them all, the Shure SMB7 is the mic that's called the podcaster's mic. But it costs so stupid much. But, you know, you buy a mic for once and you never have to buy a mic again, probably. So it would be a good investment if you're doing a lot of audio. And it does cool sound treatments and stuff. All right, so now's demo time. So let's talk about what I do. See, Blue Yeti. Here you go. Huge demand. The Blue Yeti. The Blue Yeti is the bomb. So I like it. If you get the Blue Yeti Pro, it's a good mic. Lala's out there. Hey, Mommy God, how you doing, Lala? She's got a great channel, by the way. If you're into crafting, she's where you need to go. So, yeah, Ecamm is awesome. Still my platform since I started it now. I'm an OG. I bought Ecamm before it became the thing. It was just one day I saw an ad that said, hey, buy this and you can live stream on Facebook. And I said, okay, that sounds interesting. And then I literally sat on it for 2 years and did nothing. And then it's like, oh, by the way, you can live stream to YouTube and you can live stream to LinkedIn and you can live stream to everywhere else that can do an RMTP signal. You can live stream anywhere. So really cool software. And then Lala is talking about the cameras. Yep. Cameras are awesome. So anyway, it's demo time. We're going to do a demo. Let's see what happens. Let's make sure things work. We'll see here. I'm going to make a bad choice. So everybody get ready. Here we go. It's time for bad choices. Let's see. All screen all the time. Hey, my wife came by and said hi. Hey, I love you too, babe. All right, so let's go to bad choices. First of all, I want to show off my, I'm going to go to demo mode. So first of all, yep, turn on live demo mode. So this is, once I get the screen to share like I want to, here we go. Let's go primary display. Yep. Okay, primary display and Ecamm. So don't you hate when things don't want to work like you want? Oh, cool. Yeah. Lala, Mommy God has a podcast now. So life is amazing there. Pretty exciting. All right. So let's do, here's this. And hang on. Going to change out. Why are you not showing Ecamm live? because I want to show Primary Display. This is what happens when you go live and you plan it and you prep it and you say, come on, let me have it, let it work. Well, this is fun. I love when this happens. So, all right. Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what. We'll skip ahead. We're going to skip ahead, and we're going to talk about the second thing I was going to talk about. So the second thing I want to talk about is TubeBuddy and vidIQ, which are two apps I use. And this is kind of my process. Let's talk about my process for making a live video. So I go to Google, and I type how to. And then you literally can type a letter. Let's go here to the search box here. Okay. How to. And we may get shocked by what it shows us. We'll do like, so how to fix sleepy eyelid. Okay, there we go. How to address an envelope. So like here, you like start typing letters one by one. And it will show, hey, delete overlays and Ecamm Live. These are things that I've searched for. But let's go and let's make it all general. So we're going to go incognito window. And google.com. Okay, here we go. And how to play Wordle. Yes, this is very important. You need to know how to play Wordle. I have not gotten today's word. I've been busy. I need to go play that later. How to A. So then you can literally like type letters of the alphabet and see what you get. A, B, C, D. And just like that, you'll get like the top searches that people have done. And then you look for things that fit in your niche. Now, I don't know what my niche is other than it's tech. I like to do stuff, how-to videos on how to do tech. And so this is a way to go and find a topic, E, edit a PDF, F, and just type letters just like that. How to find standard deviation, how to fall asleep fast, how to reset an iPhone. Funny enough, somebody reached out to me on Facebook to ask me how to reset an iPhone. So, by the way, I'm out on social media as Tech Troublemaker. So on Twitter, I am Tech Trouble MKR. On Facebook, I'm also Tech Trouble MKR. On Instagram, I am Tech Troublemaker, always spelled out. And here you are on YouTube. You already know I'm Tech Troublemaker here on YouTube. So if you're looking for me on social, so somebody reached out on social and said, hey, Tech Troublemaker, how do I wipe out my iPhone, do a reset? So sure enough, I showed them how. Yeah. How to get rid of hiccups? I should do a video on that. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so how to get away with Murdercast? How to get free Roblox? Good stuff. So that's one way you can go and figure out something you want to do a show about that's popular. So another thing is Google Trends. Okay. So here's Google Trends. And then you go and say, hey, where am I at? I'm in the U.S., and let's see what's trending. So here's like a breakdown of sub-regions. Which Taylor Swift bridge are you? Okay, we'll have to look that up later to find out which Taylor Swift bridge I am. I have no idea what that means. So we'll have to go and do a search and find out. It looks like right now Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian are the big searches. All categories, so I can go to say I'm in tech, so I'm going to go here, maybe science or reference. So they didn't really say show tech, so I'm going to go look, and Taylor Swift engaged anyway. Okay, so Taylor Swift may have got engaged, who knows? And so then it goes through, shows things. I don't care about either of those people right now, please. Let's just do Google Trends. Technology. So I can type in a search term and just find if there's been a lot of searches for it. Here's people looking for RNA vaccine. So that's, don't want to say the C word. Then Google says, oh, you got to tell everybody everything about that. Anyway, I'm COVID, by the way. All right, so that's another way you can do it. Now, let's go back to TubeBuddy. So here I am on my YouTube channel, and I have a TubeBuddy extension installed on Chrome. So it tells me lots of cool things about other people's channels when I go to them, so that's kind of cool. But here is Keyword Explorer. So I go to Keyword Explorer, and it will show you what's trending in the United States. So 2222 is trending like crazy today because it's Tuesday. I guess you had to be there. And it shows me school closings, something about that Daft Punk. Oh, Daft Punk might be back. Wouldn't that be interesting? Then it talks about people, and it's National Margarita Day. Because, well, yeah, why wouldn't it be? So here is what everybody's searching for. So none of these really make sense for me because they're not really related to technology. Except Tuesday. That's fun. I don't know. Type in Tuesday because people have been goofing around. Oh, okay. So for me, it says, hey, that search word is fair for unweighted. Weighted means, for me specifically, it might be a good search term for me to use and make a video about. And then this is basically just insufficient data. And then I can go here and I can have it create a topic planner, and then I can add it to the topic planner and then go through the whole list and work on topic planner. I can also go look and see what's trending out on Google and in video topics, common tags. So that's kind of cool. So then I can go to video topic planner, and it'll show these are things I've done videos about in the past, and I've used this, and it'll tell me how I'm doing. I can go see like a Google Mini review. Of course, that's been a while, so that one's probably not a trending topic, so to speak. Smart home setup. Be curious to see how that goes. And so those are ways you can go through a process of planning out a topic. Here's things like home automation or Alexa, and then I can save it, and then I can put down my notes, which could wind up being my description. And so those are just ways to kind of find a topic there. And then thumbnail generator. So this is kind of cool. It'll generate a thumbnail for me if I wanted it to. But I've only used that a couple times. I'm not health report. It'll tell me basically the health of my site. I have to go sign in with Google. No peeking. All right, so here I am. Here's my site. It talks about how many views I've had, how many subscribers, how many uploads, and just kind of shows the general health of my site. So this is TubeBuddy. And so I have like the lowest tier right above free, which is the one for people that haven't blown up their channel yet. So cool. And so that's pretty fun. Now, the other one that I use, and you can do A/B video testing. So you can A/B test thumbnails. So if I got a thumbnail, it's really amazing. Hey, and I think it's cool, but then I'll make a second thumbnail. I can change out my thumbnail very easily with TubeBuddy, and it will go and present the video with that thumbnail. And sometimes thumbnails are make or break for your channel. You have a video that does terrible, and then you change the thumbnail out, and strangely, it gets hits. I have done this with some old videos of mine. I went and I did a better thumbnail because I feel like I'm a little better at thumbnails. I'm still not the master of thumbnails yet, but I will do that. And the thumbnail makes a difference. I get more views on a video that's like, you know, months old. So, you know, and I changed the description. That makes a difference. You'll say, oh, here's a much better description of what I used previously. So it's awesome. You should really try that with some old videos you have, especially if you have one like, this was an amazing video. Why didn't it get more traffic? So that's something you can do to get more traffic. The other tool I use, let's go to vidIQ. Make that go away. Here's vidIQ. The daily ideas feature. So it's been hit or miss whether this is useful or not. But you go to daily ideas and it's like, oh, how to make thumbnails for YouTube videos. Okay, we'll talk about it here in a minute. How to make thumbnails for YouTube videos on Android. So yeah, that might be interesting. How to make money on Fiverr for beginners. That could be interesting. So you go through the topics it suggests. You say, okay, which ones make sense for me? I can do an intro video on Canva. Yeah. How to make money with NFTs in 2022. It's also a good topic. How to make money on Twitch. Okay, that's not me. I'm not a Twitch person. So it doesn't make sense. Tips. And I could just keep going through those daily ideas. And so sometimes those are good ideas. Sometimes they're not. And then I go to Keyword Inspector. And then I go in here and I type in... here, 2022 to go see if that's a big. So right now it shows that the competition is very low, gives an overall score of 41, which is not very good. It's basically on a scale of 0 to 100. So you want that score as high as you can. Looks like there's very low competition on February 22nd, 2022. But the overall score is 23. So people are searching for it, but there's not a lot of competition. So that's a good thing. Then you notice, hey, look right here. The search volume is really high. Competition is really high for the word portal. So I don't know what's going on with portal right now. So that's not something that, you know, I want to do anything on. 222 portal, very low. So I have to go see what portal is all about. I don't know. Yep, see? I'm not always up with the times, right? It's really sad. If I decide I don't like that keyword, I can type in another keyword. How to go live on YouTube. I do a search. Competition is medium. Overall score is 57. So maybe not stellar, but that's what I chose to do my video on tonight, was how to go live, how I go live. And so then it will kind of show videos that have some correlation to that topic that you're looking for. Or actually, right now it's just showing top 10 trending videos. So pretty cool. Looks like Storm Eunice is causing trouble at the Heathrow Airport. So, wow. Something to look at. That was 4 days ago, though. Anyway, so that's one thing. Most viewed. So it will show the most viewed videos on YouTube. And after it decides to get there. One day. All right. Let's say, hey, who else are there? Don says, hi to Lala. And Dan, yep. And Hugh the man says, hey, Mommy God. Then Mommy God says, I have two, buddy. I never really get to see this part because I am always on Safari and it doesn't work on Safari. I have to remind myself to always use Chrome. That is true. I think that's going to change. I think TubeBuddy is going to release an extension for Safari because Safari has gotten more extension friendly, which is good. So if you go into the App Store, I think that's where to listen to the extensions for Safari at. It's in the App Store. But anyway, so something to think about. All right, going back. So, yeah, it'll show what like the top videos are. And this views per hour is an interesting number. None of my videos, unfortunately, ever have really amazing views per hour yet. But I am going to be there. You're going to watch my videos. You're going to. Just like the people that are watching it right now. Or if you're watching on replay, this is the channel's going to blow up. You're going to see. And then competitors. So, I've had a hard time with this. I don't really know who my competitors really are, because I have a hard time figuring out what my niche is. But I've picked some people who had some interesting things to me that kind of like were tech. And I was like, oh, hey, let's go see how they're doing. And so I added them and it kind of shows, hey, these are people. And then trend alerts. So this is a feature where I can have vidIQ notify me if something is blowing up on YouTube. So I can try to, for my competitors, so that I can take advantage of that same topic if that's something that makes sense for me. So I can put in the keywords, I can give an alert name, and then I can pick what I'm looking for. Views per hour, like 1,000 views per hour is amazing. And so if they're doing some keyword that's just blowing up, I may want to send an alert and have them notify me, hey, they're doing something amazing. And then subscriber analysis is something I had to pay extra for, not doing it. Though I am curious, but I hate it because one of those things always pops up. Say, hey, you want to do subscriber analysis? Yes, but I'm not paying you the money you want for that. Bulk SEO, this is kind of cool. It will go and make some suggestions, but of course you got to upgrade to Boost, which is a level I'm not at, so I'm not doing it. It's not happening. Get over it. But anyway, and so here's kind of the dashboard here that shows what kind of things. Oh, so hey, I'm having an upward trend today. So it kind of shows how I'm doing today. Of course, these other folks are doing a lot better, but they are big time YouTubers, so no wonder. And it shows me what my top performing videos are for the last 30 days. Again, it's still my installing Parallels on Windows 11 on an M1 Mac. That one's just been very good for me. I love that video. It's gotten me a lot of watch time, a lot of views, averaging one view per hour. So I'd like to fix that. And then this is funny to me. This video has been out there for 4 years and just, it's a workhorse video. It just keeps getting views. So it's really amazing from that regard. So those are ways I can kind of figure out keywords to build up my channel. And then I like music. I'm a music person. And so I use a service called Epidemic Sound. And I'll go out here and find music for my site. So like for my live stream. So tonight I was going out. I was like, hey, yeah, let's get this going here. I want to turn live demo mode off since it's not playing well anyway. I will go to Epidemic Sound and find a sound. So like tonight, I picked this song, Being Nostalgic. I thought it sounded really good. I like it. Upbeat. Come on in, y'all. Let's listen. So, and so I'll go out to Epidemic Sound and I will go and search for it. I'll do a search and I do instrumental music. And then it'll go and say, oh, here's indie and mellow and stuff like that. And that's a sample indie track. So, yeah, I do like it. I think I'll download that song and maybe use it later. But anyway, so once I find a song I like, then I click on it and I download it. And because this is from Epidemic Sound, I save them all into an EPS folder. Because if you stop using Epidemic Sound's service, then you can't use their songs after that. You are licensed as long as you are continuing to pay a subscription fee. You can continue to use their songs. But when you stop, you're not licensed anymore. Now, anything you did before your license was up is fine. But anything new, you can't use because your license is no more. So, and this was very reasonable, especially if you do a year subscription. I do have a link down in the channel notes on the video description with an affiliate link to Epidemic Sound. Click on that link. It'll get you 30 days of Epidemic Sound to test for free. Doesn't cost anything extra to do the affiliate link. If you're interested, though, I love Epidemic Sound. They have so many. They also have a lot of sound effects. So a lot of times I'll go out here and find a sound effect I liked after I go turn my sound off here. Stop playing. All right. So going back, so there's footsteps, high heels, footsteps on concrete, boots, you know. So you just go here and find sound effects that match what you're looking for. Cartoon. I do wish they had more cartoon. This is one. I was so sad. Anyway, no. But, you know, I like that one. And so, that was so magical, of course. It was just great, wasn't it? And so, Epidemic Sound has lots of sound effects. So when I, and you can use these in your recorded videos as well. You can also, so if you have a podcast, you can use it on your podcast. You can use it on your Facebook, in your Facebook page. And you can also use it on your YouTube videos, both live and recorded. And so, I love it. This is what I like doing for sound effects and stuff. So yeah, that's Epidemic Sound. Now, let's see. Oh, next up. And then once I figure out what my topic is, I go to Canva, and I used the free version for a long time, but then they kept making it harder and harder and harder for me to do my designs. And I use a YouTube thumbnail the most. And I will go to YouTube thumbnail, and this has it sized correctly for what I'm doing tonight. And so I'll go out here to uploads. And since it seems people love to have faces in videos, so here we go, we'll do this one. Okay, and then one of the cool things about the pro version is that they have an edit image, and I can go here and have it remove the background. So, time passes. And so it removes the background, and then I can go, hey, text, and I can go and say, thank you, I don't know. After I figure out what my topic is, and I can put my here. And so, you know, just that quick. Granted, I'm not going to use this one, but just to show you, it's that quick, and then you just hit the download button, and it will download this image, and then you can upload it to YouTube when you're doing your channel, when you do your scheduling for your show. So, yeah. Anyway, I might use this for like outro. Just to, you know, say, hey, I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. So, and then I will save that to my YouTuber folder and save. So there. And then whenever I'm creating my, going in and scheduling my channel, scheduling my live stream, which I always like to schedule, I will go then to YouTube and upload it there and do that kind of thing. So here is my channel. So this is kind of the behind the scenes. You're seeing here I am in YouTube Studio. And so if I go into YouTube Studio, I can go here to the control room and it will show, hey, you know, how things going. It'll show me how the stream's doing. So I've gotten more views. So that's cool. Thanks to you guys that showed up after I went live. So that's cool. One thing I don't understand. Now, you could actually go live right here in a browser. So if you had your phone or a camera connected, you can go straight live to YouTube, but it takes away the ability to use like overlays and stuff like that, like I like to do. So that's the downside of that. And here's my channel, of course. So here we are. Cancel. Let's also go through the basics. Yep, I'm just showing you the basic options of what I do, kind of my process. Hey, Sammy Superstar. Hey, I signed up for your summit. We're gonna go learn how to interview people on Sammy Superstar Summit, by the way. So go find his page and hit him up. He's got a great YouTube channel as well. Please go out and subscribe to that. So now let's see if I can get Ecamm to let me go to live demo mode. For some reason or other, yes, that's what I want. Thank you. And it's just acting weird. So let's see what happens. So I'm going to create a new scene. Hopefully you see me creating a new scene. This is probably the part where you don't. And I'm going to go to overlays and camera overlay and cam link too, because that's me. So hey, there I am. Okay, so hey, anyway. And so I can go into preview mode. So preview mode, I can go make changes. And then I can go back to live mode. And then there I am back. And so here in preview mode. And then I have, I've done some overlays in the past. And I'll go and hit my list of overlays and drag them in. Or I could go really easy. So let's say I want to make a lower third. I'll go titles and blue writing. And da-da-da-da-da. Okay, Tech Trollmaker, so I'm typing in Tech Trollmaker, and I make it big, add, and I can drag it, I don't make it that big, and I can put it right here. So lower third, so when you think about it, your screen is divided in three, so you got the top part, the middle part, and then the bottom part, and so because of that division, whenever you put things in the bottom, they're called lower thirds, because you're putting them in the bottom, and so, hey, and I just created a text overlay. This is Ecamm I'm using to do this, by the way, so I just created a quick text overlay. I went and created a quick video of me. That was quick. Didn't take any time at all. And then the cool thing is I can then pick sounds to put in my video. There's people laughing. Not a great one. So I kind of like this one. It's kind of moody. Little song here. So I can literally drop songs or sound effects right in. I can also go to my directory and I have bunches of that's fine. It's been my best to go find some of my cool overlays I've done. So I've done Keynote to make overlays, so you can make a presentation in Keynote and you can save it with a transparent background. This is assuming you're a Mac user. Save it with a transparent background as a movie file, and you can drop those movies right in here, right in Ecamm, and it's going to play it as an overlay. So that's what overlays are, is it's just little cool things to kind of liven up your video and try to make it interesting for people. And so here I am scrolling and you guys are like, would you hurry up and do something already, because you're boring. But anyway, so yeah, let's see. Da-da-da. Why is everything taking so long? Anyway, I know. Let's be social. Da-da-da-da. And one of the days, let's see, let's try this one. Okay, so there's my Let's Be Social one. So yeah. So I can go and tell it that I want to, I can tell it the loop. And I'll go, so I just created, I did this in Keynote. And then here it's just showing it. And so yeah. All right. So it's that simple with Ecamm to do that kind of stuff. You can take the transparent overlays, you can take little movie files, that type of thing. So, because I have the pro version of Canva, I can go into Canva and make transparent overlays and just drop them in. And it's really easy to do that. The other thing I like that's really cool about Canva is that I can take something I've already made. So I can go to my recent designs, take something I already made, and just resize it on the fly to be whatever size I want it to be. So I can go up here and resize and say, well, what do you want it for? Well, I want to save it. I want to resize it for an Instagram post. And so it will resize it. And then I can literally go and post it right to Instagram right now if I wanted to. I'll do that later. But anyway, But the point being is it's very simple to, so this is a process. So first I go and I keyword search what my topic is going to be. It's going to be something I'm interested in. That's the thing, is lots of YouTubers will go and they get fixated on a keyword, and the keyword is the thing they're going to do a video on. And I don't work that way. And so my channel hasn't grown that fast because I work the other way. I go and find topics that I've interested in, and then I go and see if I can find keywords that match up with the topics that I'm interested in. And then I will do a video on that and then try to emphasize those keywords to hype the video. But a lot of YouTubers will go out and find a keyword and they'll do a video on it, and it may not exactly fit them. Or, you know, there's so many people doing the exact same keyword, it bores me. And I don't want to bore you either. So I want to be a topic you're interested in, and I want to show you something and teach you something along the way. And so that's the process that I go through. And of course, I'm not sharing my Canva screen right now. So you're like, I don't see what he's talking about, you know, and that's how it goes. But yeah. So here we go. Back to the boards. Let's find my Chrome share. Chrome 2. Nope, there's only one of me. So we'll do just Chrome 1. So this is what happens when you do a show live without a net. Just out there, just doing the show live. No nets, no nothing. All right, so there we go. So this is Canva. And so what I was showing was that you can go here and choose resize and Instagram post, Twitter post, copy and resize, and it will make it the size that matches that particular platform. And then you can go and share it out. I think I'd want to make these things bigger. It didn't resize that as big as I would have liked. So, you know, one thing about for YouTube, you got to be careful, because right here in this right corner, bottom corner, it's going to show your subscribe button. And so lots of things get covered up there. It's also going to show a timer on your video as well. So you got to be careful what you put in the lower right corner. You want to keep that open. So that's my process. I have a camera. I have lights. So you do need lights. We didn't cover that as a topic. That literally could be its own video. You just talk about the three lights. You do the light behind you, and then you have key lights and that type of thing, in order to try to make sure you have hot spots on your face, to make sure you're well lit all the way around. Then there's green screen, which for me is always a train wreck. Green screen is so hard to light. It takes a lot of work and effort. So I don't do it a lot. In the early days, I did it a fair amount because I was just trying, experimenting. So green screen is hard. I'm just going to tell you. So try to route around it, you know, like that rock in the stream, route around it. And that's it. That's all I wanted to do, was talk about how I go live on YouTube each week, what my process is. I didn't mention this, but I do research on my topics ahead of time. I will go through, so I'm working on a video about YouTube search. And so I will make like a ton of notes and copy a bunch of links, because I want to make sure I give you useful information so that you can use as well. So anyway, that's it. That's my show tonight. Thanks everybody that came by. But that's how I do my live stream. Feel free to leave a comment. I do answer and respond to all my comments. I promise you I do. Unless you're a troll and you know who you are. So I'm not going to reply to you if I can help it. But anyway, everybody have a great night. And thanks for watching. And here comes my outro. Yeah. All right. So everybody have a wonderful night. And bye. Hey, thank you so much for listening. This is episode 6 in season 4. Reach out. Let me know if you like this show. Tell me. More episodes coming. Have a great day.